This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we study the book of 1 Thessalonians, I would like to introduce you to some Bible study methods I have found helpful in my own study over the years. One is the importance of noticing what I call insight words. In reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, I notice two words that say the same thing, imitators and model. In verse 6, Paul says, "You became imitators or followers of us and of the Lord." In verse 7, he says, "You became a model or example to all believers." Notice that Paul, referring to himself and his teammates in verse 5, says, "You know how we lived among you for your sake." You could put it this way, Jesus is the great example, having lived his life entirely to please his heavenly Father. He had followers, some of which became imitators of him, and thus examples for others to follow. Over time, some of those followers would themselves become models or examples for others to follow. Since we only have written records of how Jesus lived among men, it is helpful to have mature followers of Jesus model for us the kind of life that is Christ-like. John the Apostle wrote in his first epistle, chapter 2, verse 6, "Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did." Peter wrote in 1 Peter 2:21 that Christ left you an example that you should follow in his steps. The strength of a church is seen in the number of believers who walk as Christ walked by following exemplary leaders and maturing themselves so they become models for others to follow. If you'd like to review these studies, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.